Hello, Monica.
Hello, Ian. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Awesome. How are you doing?
Oh man, I'm doing so good.
Great.
It's been quite the whirlwind, and everything has fallen into place, and I'm so grateful.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely been a whirlwind for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that time of year, huh?
It is. There's a lot of strong forces about, and really an impetus for us to align and find our center, which I think is a beautiful segue for us to go into our prayer.
I agree.
So I'm just welcoming everyone who's here, just really with my heart, welcoming you to this space, and just grateful that we have this opportunity to drop in, and no matter what's happening, that there is the faithfulness of the divine. And as we really step into alignment with that, it's the opportunity for us to, we were talking about those strong currents and strong forces to really find the center of the storm within that. So just again, greeting you all with a warm welcome and saying good evening on this day. And just inviting you to relax wherever you are, to consciously unplug from anything that might have your attention and just drop in to this moment, to yourself, and feeling yourself really embodied and grounded and connected. And just taking a moment to each of us, wherever we are, to connect with the force of the earth below us. To connect into the soft and luminous vibration of her sweet essence. And just connecting with that and letting go into that, connecting our root. Connecting with the currents of grace within the earth. And feeling that, filling our temples. And just working with the breath as we're working with the earth, just opening our lungs to the breath of life, to the sacred, precious moment, and to the frequency of the breath of life, to the prana of our creator. And calling upon you in this moment, great creator, there in the source of the great mystery where you are, just calling upon your light and your grace. And asking that we can be filled up with you as we open our hearts, as we open our lungs, as we open our beings to you. And just welcoming in that grace, that peace, that luminous nature of our Creator. And continuing to work with that as we're connecting with the earth, connecting with our temples, connecting with that space of grace within as it is coming online. Opening our crowns and just continuing to soften into this moment. And as we're feeling more connected, just enhancing that with our intent of finding that seventh direction, the within, that sacred holy presence. And working with it in this moment to connect all of our bodies with that sacred presence within, connecting our physical body, allowing for the presence to move through, to bring that grace, to bring that peace, to bring that totality of connection, touching the emotional body, the mental body. All that makes up our beings and our personalities, and really that greater part of us, our true self, that spirit, that soul, that presence. And just working to allow all those aspects of the self to harmonize with the force of life, with the force of our creator, with the force of our Mother Earth. And as we find ourselves in the sacred center and in the space of stillness, just opening and expanding our beingness, our consciousness to connect with all of life here. And again, we're calling upon you, great creator, on this sacred evening, giving so much thanks for this opportunity, giving thanks for the force of life that is within us, that guides us through so many things. Wanting to just take a moment of gratitude, all of us here, for whatever it is in our lives that we find gratitude for. Again, feeling grateful for our place here on the Mother Earth, for this opportunity to grow, to see, to transform, and just acknowledging a moment of transformation that is here. Ian mentioned it's a season, a moment of transformation, and we are at a really stepping into the spring equinox here, and it's really a moment of heightened, not necessarily balance, but of duality. And in that, there is a propensity and a calling for us to really align and connect with the force of light within. So, wherever we are, just really basking and going deeper into that. And feeling in our heart any areas that we know in our lives that are in need of that connection with the light, that are in need of the soothing and the grace that comes from our Holy Creator and our Blessed Mother. And just calling you into this space, Mother, always with gratitude and just so much reverence for your messages and for your beingness. And putting in the forefront your message of really of our being made of you and being really grateful and thankful for that in this moment. Thankful for all the things that feed us and bring your nurturance into our lives. Wanting to send the spirit of this prayer in the direction of the collective consciousness as we found our sacred stance within a center of stillness, just praying to really send out the radar of that frequency of truth to help to align the compass of humanity, to not be swayed by the torrents or the currents of interference, but actually that the call of you, Creator, and of your peace and of your grace would be stronger. And that the call of life and the propensity of movement could go upon the waves of really divine will. And as there is a propensity for movement, that we could find our way to align with that sacred divine will. Praying for that for each person on this call and praying for that for the greater collective. And that in that way that there could be a movement towards greater divine harmony that could bring restoration to all of our planet, not only humanity, but everything that makes it up. Feeling in this moment the calling of the elements and hearing the song of the birds outside, and just taking notice of the springtime that's waking up and taking notice of really life that is waking up. And again, just praying that as this creation is waking up, that we can, as a humanity, align with that and align with divine will. Align with grace, align with peace. align with truth. That regardless of what is happening in the external, that there could be really this anchoring of our connection as we feel it in this moment towards every area of our lives. And wanting to just welcome you to visualize any area in your life that is needing that resuscitation or that restoration or that clearing, and just visualizing that. We had really a lot of prayer requests come in this evening, and so I feel that I want to just go into those and utilize those as a launching pad for our prayers this evening. Offering a prayer, Great Creator, for Angela Tampson, who's shedding her old life and her old skin, and just really invoking and asking the beings of light and the helpers who are in those higher planes of attunement, Creator, who work for you, to help to bring her clarity, to help to bring her guidance, to help her to find purpose and her pathway in this new chapter of her life. We're offering prayers for Ollie Martinez, who is at a crossroads in her life and in need of support. And we are calling upon your grace, Holy Mother, that you could come and bring her comfort and help her to really find clarity in her heart and in her mind, and to allow your grace to enter those areas where she may be feeling confusion or disconnection or not knowing how to deal with the moment that is at hand, and to bring her tools and wisdom and grace, and really that she could feel your nearness and a movement within herself, that those areas where she hasn't known how to cope with life, that your grace could enter, that it could help her to find a new way of relating to herself, of relating to life, of relating to all that she may be feeling. Offering support to her family, to her parents, Cadi and Mark Martinez, and to Damian Martinez, that there would be an entering of light into their situation, into their hearts, into their minds, of really being anchored into your grace, Creator, to know a solid way to move with you as their foundation. To have clear steps and clear navigation and clear perception, and really to have the strength of heart to support the situation. And just recognizing that there may be many on the planet who may be feeling the intensity of what is happening in the collective, the wars, the discord, all of the changing and crumbling of systems, and really asking Creator for your support to help to realign the compass of humanity with a way of walking with you as a deeper foundation, as a way for that light to enter into the heart and mind again, and to help to reorient, to help to reorient a new way forward. To bring a softening, to bring an opening into that sacred center of the storm that may be happening for each individual, and also for the collective happenings that are about. Just praying for grace to enter, asking for love and clarity, and for the force of the divine to enter and to help to change the timelines. To bring a rebalancing of the systems, to bring a harmonization of the greater whole and of each individual, a balancing into the sacred beingness and that sacred anchoring, where that way that we open this prayer could be made manifest for each individual. Of that sacred column of light deeply anchored here on the earth, and that creating a movement of harmonization and a realignment of everything. We're offering prayers for Leslie and Paul McQuaid, that the necessary support from all the different levels of being would be there, that there would be earth angels, and that the celestial angels would come and to bless their situation, their heart, their mind, their body, their souls, to bring grace, to bring peace, to bring clarity, to bring vitality, and to bring your way forward, Creator, and to bring soothing and comfort. Offering a prayer for Allison DePoy, whose birthday it was yesterday. Sending the love of community to you, Allison, and asking Creator for a great blessing on her life, asking Mother for a great blessing on her life, for softness in the heart, for love in the heart, for openness in the heart, to feel the love and the embrace of family and community, to bring joy to her heart and to her children, to bring really the opening to all of those really true desires of the heart, to help to open the doorways and the pathways to a very, very beautiful way forward. In unison with you, Creator, and blessed by you, Creator. Offering a prayer for Joy's creation, Superhuman Juice, asking for blessings on her creation, on the manifestation of her creativity, that it would be blessed and supported and received, and that it would be very successful. For Joy, for Jorge, for Tracy, for Matthew, for Hannah, for Daniel, for Ella, and for Reina. And for their space of creation, that it would be blessed with beauty and harmony. Asking for a miracle and for all of their guides to be with them to help to bring the impetus of love and really a divine creation into being. And just that it would also touch and bless many people, to help to bring more joy and more creativity to our world. And praying for that blessing for all those who have their sacred creative endeavors, that they could be blessed for more of that sacred divine spark of creativity to come forward to bless our earth, to bless our communities. Wanting to also offer a prayer of healing and vitality to all of the places where we may be, just sending a prayer of love to our earth and to the elements, to the air, to all of the bodies of all of the animals and all the people for that sacred restoration and the clearing out of whatever it is that might be interfering with divine harmony, divine vitality, and well-being. Asking for that specifically here in Arizona, where there is a lot of people who have been affected. Just asking for support, for grace, for healing, that the angels could come in and bring purification and goodness to our air, to our water, to our earth here. And wherever each of us may be, just welcoming that blessing from those higher realms to help to bring that sacred harmony here, that revitalization, that harmonization again. And praying that as that revitalization is happening, that it would help to spark the divine heart within each person and within each aspect of the creation. And to help to reintegrate the fabric of the sacred heart between all beings, remembering that sacred one heart that we all share, and asking for that reintegration, that reconnection, that way that we can move as one heart, as one being, as one living Mother Earth, Coming from your one source creator. And that as a people with these beautiful minds, that we could take responsibility, each in our own ways, to help to manifest that, yielding the mind and putting it below the heart, and unplugging from the illusions that keep us disconnected from one another and from our true selves. And asking to be plugged into your source creator, to your source above, and to that sacred seventh direction within. And that in the harmonization with that true seventh direction, and in our enkindling of our connection with you and our place here on the earth, that we can learn to move with balance with one another, with ourselves, with respect, with reciprocity, with humility. In finding that true strength of the spirit, of that spark within, in that integration with the greater whole within and the greater whole without. And so just offering a moment of silent prayer for each of us here, however that lands within us, or whatever we're seeing, scanning ourselves and doing our part to make that so. Wanting to offer a sacred prayer of gratitude, Creator, for all of our elders who are holding that true wisdom that helps to open the doorways of each of our connection with you. Just saying thank you to the wisdom keepers and asking for good blessings upon them, upon their bodies, upon their hearts, upon their paths, asking for strength for that sacred foundation of you to encircle them, to be the ground upon which they walk, to be the sustenance which they receive, and to bring that balancing that they need to continue to bring your message, to continue bringing your message forward. So we are sending our love and our gratitude and asking for your blessing, Creator, in that way. Giving thanks for all of the medicines of this earth, all the ways that bring us into deeper balance and harmony within our bodies, within our minds, within our souls, within our hearts. And we say thank you. Asking that each and every one of us here could continue to be guided by you, Creator, that our guides who work for you could be near us and that we could receive their messages and walk in a sacred and beautiful way with you also as our foundation, as our sustenance, and that you may flow through us, through our hearts, through our hands, through our eyes, through our thoughts, to help us to bring beauty and balance and goodness to our lives and each other in this beautiful creation that we live upon. So giving thanks once again to our sacred Mother Earth and to your elements and to your waters, to your plants and your animals, to our homes and our place here on the earth, we give thanks, asking that it always be blessed and protected. And that together we may bring a new message forward, a message of hope, a message of love, a message of unity, and of peace. Amen.
Oh, man. Thank you, Mika, for that heartfelt prayer and reminding us that we can connect at any time to faith, to ourselves, to the earth and her graceful currents of healing and the breath of life within us to bring a totality of grace within us and harmonize all aspects of our beingness. Within ourselves and the world around us, so we can revitalize and energize our relationship with the divine and give thanks for the mother aspect that endlessly gives us what we need And to wake up at this time with all of creation in aligned with grace and truth, to be anchored in our spirit and connection to God, that our innate gifts will come out and bless all of life around us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for capturing that in such a beautiful way. It's really impactful and powerful when you do that. Just bring it into a concise statement that we can really bring with us as we go forward into our lives. So thank you, Ian, for just continuing to do that and for your continued presence and holding the prayer like that.
March 31st, message of hope for humanity, channeled by Rachel. Tuesday, it's going to be 6 p.m. Pacific time. Definitely worth participating in. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll talk more about this class later, but we have a new offering, special offering coming at the toward the end of April. Energetic hygiene and spiritual practices for awareness and empowerment. And I'm really looking forward to that too. And maybe you'd like to share something as well, Monica.
Yeah, I just want to take a moment to share a little bit more about the channel because it's coming up next week. So, for those of you who don't know, Rachel Nez is one of the elders of a New Earth movement, and she is an impeccable channel. And some time ago, I think many years ago, there was an impetus to bring her channels to the world more and to really share them with our community. And we call them a message of hope for humanity. And so, Rachel will bring a channel on that day, and we are welcome to ask questions. You can send in a one-line question, but really there's higher guidance for how we can navigate this moment on our planet, especially as we're in a time of great transformation and we really need the anchoring of the light in our own lives and collectively. So they're very, very impactful and powerful, and I'm very much looking forward to it and grateful that we have that on the calendar. And just encourage all of you to come if you feel any call to it.
Thanks for that. Okay. Well, thank you again, everybody. I'm really grateful that we get to do this. May we go in peace.